Hey guys, welcome back to the Scott's Morning Show. It's Tuesday, November 20th, 2018, and today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. So, there you go. I looked this up, and I've been interested in this for a while. There are approximately 0.6% of Americans that identify as a transgender. And I think that might be a little liberal. that's less than one in every 200 people is a transgender. And I really, you gotta factor in, you go to school with like 2,000 people, high school and shit. I don't know, man. I don't know if there was that many transgender people. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm fucking wrong. But yeah, I think that's a pretty liberal number. And in high school, like, what the fuck happens with, like, gym class? Like, I understand a real transgender person probably isn't gonna wanna, like, go and take a shower. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna kinda try to hide his identity and shit like that, you know? Try to maintain identity. I guess not hide identity, but maintain identity. But what do you do when you get the fucking weirdo? And you know damn well there's weirdos in, even in high school. And this dude comes and he's got his big old flopping wiener swinging around in the freaking... in the girl's shower. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens when this shit starts happening? I mean, I think it's pretty fucking close to about happening. You know what I'm saying? Walking around like 24-hour fitness. This dude's just like... freaking bulging out of his lady's underwear. And I don't know, dude. That shit's gonna be weird. We're gonna see, like, when that shit starts happening, we're gonna see how many people are still down with that. But, yeah, I don't know. I really think, like, maybe, like, the younger kids' generation, like, the kids that are, like, you know, 1 to 3 to 5 maybe, I think they're gonna be super conservative. Yeah, because everybody tries to rebel. So I think that generation, whatever the fuck they're gonna be called, I have no idea. I think they're gonna be super conservative. I hope people, you know, we're entering the 20s here. 20s and 30s. And I hope people start, like, mimicking, like, we get some fucking zoot suits back. That'd be pretty cool. But, yeah, I never even, like, thought I would live long enough to see the 20s and 30s again, but I don't know, I mean, there's still time, maybe I won't. Okay, let's jump into some birthdays here. We've got Roger Bumpus turning 67 today, so he played in Biodome. He's played in a bunch of shit, but he's probably best known as doing the voice of Squidward in SpongeBob, so that shit came out when I was in, like, high school. SpongeBob, that's been around for quite a while. My kids watch that. Well, yeah, I mean, now it's just my younger kid, but... Okay, next up, we got Mike D from the Beastie Boys turning 53 today. And then we got Dan Bird turning 33 today. He played in The Hills Have Eyes, Easy A, and Cougar Town. I saw, you know, when I saw The Hills Have Eyes, I think when that shit came out, I had already had 2 kids. And this dude was playing like a 16-year-old kid. He's a year older than I am. I mean, he looked fucking young, too. It's crazy. I already had like 2 kids when that movie came out. I don't know. Yeah, he's done okay in those. I mean, I've seen every one of those. Cougar Town and The Hills Have Eyes and Easy A. Yeah, they were all right. Okay, let's get into some history of today. So in 1820, a Nantucket whaling ship called the Essex was attacked and sunk by an 80-ton sperm whale. This is what inspired Herman Melville's 1851 novel Moby Dick. That would be fucking crazy, dude, because they're out in some... wooden-ass little dinky ship, and you got this big-ass 80-ton sperm whale hunting your ass down. That fucker can dive, and, like, damn. And you know they gotta be super smart if they, like, can see, oh, fuck, he just, like, killed my brother or wife or probably kid, realistically. And then this whale fucking targeted this ship. That'd be, I don't want to hunt water creatures. That just always seems like a, like, what would you rather, be fighting a great white shark in its natural habitat, or a lion in their natural habitat? You know what I'm saying? Like, at least you can, like, hit a lion, or something, you know, climb a tree, or get a stick and try to stab it, but that shark, man, like, fuck, even if you're the best swimmer in the world, you are fucked. Okay, you can't even see those damn things. 1959, the Declaration of Rights of the Child were passed by the UN. 1968, we had 78 miners in the Farmington, West Virginia area that are killed in an explosion at the Consolidated Coal Company's number 9 mine shaft. So 78 miners passed away. And then in 19, there were a lot of mining accidents in the 60s. I've noticed that doing this show. There were like a fuck ton of mining incidents. Okay, let's jump ahead to 1985. We got Microsoft Windows 1.0 was released. And then in 1996, an office fire killed 41 people and injured 81 in Hong Kong. So, yeah, I mean, we got some pretty sad shit in there, and then we got that exciting shit of whale attacking ships. That's pretty funny. I wonder if anybody died in that one. I doubt that whale tried to fucking eat them. I didn't see anything in there, but let's jump into some news. Well, first up, I wanted to talk about, there was a news article I was going to do, but, I mean, basically what it, the tagline was, like, there was a, like a cyclone in space of stars and dark matter. But, you know, I mean, I couldn't have done a news story on it. It was just, like, too much craziness that I didn't know about. But, yeah, it got me thinking. Like, they said there was no danger. No danger for us. But you just think that they say cyclone in space and, like, I mean, everybody just instantly, like, holy shit, what the fuck does that mean? What is that? Is that bad? Is it gonna suck us up? Are we gonna be like a house in a tornado? What the fuck? It's just crazy when you think about, like, we're just sitting on this planet, spinning through, like, an eternal blackness that fucking never ends. Like, for all eternity. Like, if you think about what a light year is, and, like, how far away things are, a light year away, like, holy shit, that is crazy. It's really crazy when you think that every one of those stars in the sky are its own sun with planets revolving around them. Like, and then they just burn out. Poop. They're gone. Poop. Man, yeah, it's just crazy. You got, space is weird. I don't think we should learn any more about it. I think, you know, ignorance is bliss. Black holes and multiverses and craziness. Ignorance is bliss. Okay, let's check in on our favorite migrant caravan. The United States District Judge John Tiger, something like that, interfered with D. Trump's asylum ban. So the judge blocked the order given by D. Trump. That was signed earlier this month. This happened after a civil rights group brought the case to San Francisco. It was weird and funny, but the San Francisco, I'm guessing judge. I'm guessing that's where that dude was from, or the court, or whatever. He stated that the decision was illegal. Judge Tiger gave a ruling that said the current legislation stated that any foreigner arriving in the U.S., whether or not at a designated port of arrival, could apply for asylum. So the judge also stated Trump cannot rewrite immigration laws. So I guess Trump's original plan was he didn't, like, put a ban on asylum, but he made it so you had to come into a designated point of entry for the asylum. And he did this, it was like a temporary partial ban for 90-day period, but looks like they're overruling that. So good for those people who walked 3,000 miles. Okay, let's jump into some other shit here. What do we got? Did you get vaccinated? Well, if you live in Asheville, North Carolina, you probably didn't. Their schools have the highest religious exemptions to get vaccinated in the country. So there are 36 kids last Friday alone that were diagnosed with the chickenpox at that Asheville Ward-Off school. So health officials are trying to point out the fact that vaccines are just a little bit safer than getting the chickenpox. So I don't know. I mean, I don't get vaccinated. I don't get any of these fucking go to CVS and have them shoot some mystery shit into my veins. I've always been kind of weird about that. It's like even when I was a teenager, like I wouldn't take like fucking Oxycontin or anything, but like, you know, if a drug dealer was selling me crack, it was like, well, fuck, you know, there's no warning label on this shit. I'd smoke the fuck out of that. But, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't get fucking vaccinated. I take my chances. But then you always got that worry in your head, like, what if the fucking kids get sick? But then I worry, what if the kids get sick from the vaccine? And, I mean, I know people think you're crazy, but I know a lot of these people in this senior community alone that got the shingles because they got vaccinated for the chicken pox. So, I mean, that shit's pretty real. Like, I couldn't find too much on it on the internet, but there are quite a few of them that said that they got shingles from getting vaccinated when they were a kid. But I got a funny story about the chicken pox here. So... when I was a little kid, I was probably around 7 years old. We were driving to Florida and I got the chicken pox or something similar to the chicken pox. And I remember because we were like staying at a hotel and I had to get that nasty ass calamine shit rubbed all over me. And then fucking, you know, I'm sitting in there with the car in the car ride all the way to Florida with this nasty calamine shit scratching myself. And, yeah, but then when I was in the ninth grade, my dad and he had me and my brothers and my sisters go and feed the homeless for his church. And I told him I felt like shit. And he thought I was just like, you know, faking it because I didn't want to go feed the homeless or whatever. But the next day, sure as shit, man, I had the chicken pox. So I don't know how many homeless people I killed. That was involuntary. Involuntary, but fucking, yeah, I mean, I was feeding them fucking food and shit, you know. I got runny nose and coughing, feeding all these homeless people fucking infected chicken pox food. It was pretty bad. But yeah, I mean, like the next day, like when I woke up in the morning, I was just covered in red bumps. And that shit's a lot more dangerous when you're older. Even when you were a teenager, it's like a little bit more dangerous, but when you're an adult, that shit, like, can be deadly. So, yeah, let's jump back into the story here. So, this outbreak in North Carolina is the biggest outbreak they have had since the vaccine became available in 1995. So, the Waldorf School has 152 kids, and only 42 of those children have been vaccinated. That leaves 110 unvaccinated children. Which, I mean, I think it's funny, but, I mean, I'm not vaccinating my kids. I don't know, because, you know, we get the mandatory school ones. We don't have any church vouchers saying that they don't have to get anything, but I don't... I think if it's mandatory, you know, to go to school, we've, you know, not hesitated on it, because there's a lot of dangerous shit out there, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to, like, the flu shot vaccination, fuck that. And, you know, everybody that gets that flu shot gets sick. I'd rather just get my flu once a year, not have to have some nasty shit put in me. Let me see here. There are quite a few people. Never mind. Already went over that. Okay, so let's jump into our last little piece of news here today. We got the Catholic school training for priesthood. So at St. Michael's College in Toronto, it seems to be getting their boys ready for priesthood. This is an all-boys private school. It's a college. It's a private college. All-boys private college. And what college-age boy wants to go to an all-boys school? Like, what the fuck, dude? Are your parents controlling your life when you're that old? Like, 18? Like, holy shit, my parents kicked me out at 17. I was off fucking traveling with the carnival and then hitchhiking, hopping trains up and down the country. These kids are still going to fucking the school their parents want them to go to. Holy shit. Yeah, so there were... The school expelled 8 boys for sexual assault last week. And police are currently investigating 4 separate assaults. So one of these assaults, they had a boy with no pants, or with his pants down, and they were, quote, sexually assaulting him with a broom handle. So, I mean, we can just put 2 and 2 together and say they were shoving that broom handle up that dude's ass. And then another one of these boys had to sit in his underwear in a sink while they splashed and slapped him. Like, what the fuck are they doing, dude? Have you guys ever noticed that it's always gay sex in the Catholic Church? Have you ever noticed that shit? Like, it's always gay sex. It's never like, oh, this priest was groping, you know, 20-year-old women. No, it's always like little boys. This is probably like the oldest, the best case scenario here. It's got older boys, you know, that are getting fucked with. But these guys are on their way to becoming priests. This is at a fucking Catholic college here. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you should let these guys get married, huh? Over there at Hogwarts. Fucking all male Hogwarts school. I mean, you think about these... Think about this shit, right? So these fucks go to an all-boys school where the leaders of the school dress up like fucking literal wizards, dude. They're wearing like some purple and red Ku Klux Klan outfits. You know, I mean, I know the priests and the nuns have their formal black shit, but you got those people in the Vatican wearing straight up like grandmaster wizard outfits. And then, you know, they make them confess everything they do and think. So every bad, impure thought, they fucking gotta confess that shit. They make them feel like shit about it. And then they're, like, in constant fucking shame and fear of God. Like, that does not seem like a good, good system. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we could change it up a little bit. I mean, damn, the Catholic Church, we just, last week, we did one where 200 priests in San Francisco County alone, like, or the Bay Area, it was all the Bay Area, but 200 priests were molesting children. Holy fuck, dude. How is there still a Catholic in this world? It's crazy. Fucking wizards and shit. That is nuts. Okay, let's get back into the story here. These kids are being charged with assault, gang sex assault, and assault with a weapon. They are fucked. Well, at least they'll get all the gay sex they can handle in prison. They had made numerous videos of the incidents, and police are calling these videos child pornography. And they want people to come forward with any more freaking child pornography tapes they have of this stuff. And they said to delete all the other ones. So the fucked up thing is the school knew 2 days, they saw the tapes 2 days before they went to the police with them. So you know that they rushed that shit over to the Vatican and was like, hey, can we cover this up? No, we gotta let this one go? Go to the police, huh? Okay. Okay. Like, fucking A, dude. And yet they don't have to pay taxes. Huh? You know what I'm saying? That's where, none of their money goes to paying taxes. It goes to molesting little children and shit. If you're Catholic, I'm sorry. Listen to the episode about fucking Christmas history, the part one of the Christmas history. You won't be Catholic anymore. You're gonna find out that shit was copied by religions from 3,000 fucking years ago. I mean, that's just... Okay, this is the thing, right? If you compare the Christian religion to just the Egyptian religion, it's like word for word taken out, I mean, story for story taken right out of the Book of the Dead that the Egyptians had. I mean, everything. Virgin birth, you know, the whole story of Jesus, floods, everything. Everything was taken out of that shit, right? So who grew up with the Egyptians? Moses did. Moses was the author of the Torah. The Torah is the Old Testament, right? So you have some dude that grew up in the Egyptian religion who takes a whole bunch of his people that he gets to be king of, walks him around in the fucking desert for 40 years, and then he creates his own religion because it's the word of God, and it's like fucking word for word from the Egyptians? Like, are you kidding me? Nobody put two and two together? Like, does anybody look into this shit before they fucking, like, blindly obey and go to an all-boys frickin'... Ah, my God. It's crazy. It's fucking craziness. This is the age of information, dude. You can, like, read the whole fucking Egyptian Book of the Dead translated in English. They probably got a fucking audiobook for free on YouTube right now. Listen to that shit. Expand your mind before you mindlessly go and believe into some Judaic paganism that, you know, I mean, the Old Testament. If we were still going to the Old Testament, if you're a white person or an African American, unless you're Rastafarian, because I know you guys are part of the 12 tribes of Israel, and I guess I shouldn't have said white people, because all those Scandinavian Mormons are part of the 12 tribes of Israel, even though that their fucking Book of Nephi talks about how anyone with brown skin was born from fucking Cain's bloodline, and none of them are getting into heaven, but they changed that shit. You know, they needed followers, realized it wasn't enough profit with just including white people, so. Yeah, just do yourself a favor and look into this shit before you just, like, some ex-drug addict in front of a Rite Aid convinces you to go to his church and you feel some crazy power inside you when everybody's screaming in tongues and doing all this other crazy witchcraft bullshit. And then they say nature religions are bad. Like fucking the shit that takes care of us. That's the biggest thing that pisses me off about most Christians. I'm not putting down all Christians, dude. I mean, I know I just like shat on your religion, but you know, if you want to believe in it, believe in it. I don't care. I don't care what you believe in. But just don't come up to me and it's like, well, why don't we take care of the animals in this world? Why do we treat the environment like shit? God put that shit here for us. He put it here for us to use. Animals are for us to eat. That's why they're here. God put them there. They're God's creatures. He put them here for us to eat. That's their sole purpose. We're the only species on the fucking planet that if we went extinct, the world would benefit. The only species. Only species, dude. If fucking all the ants in the world died, all those things that we spray to keep out of our kitchen, if all the ants in the world died, the world would go through crisis mode. If we died, the world would heal itself. Think about that shit next time you're putting down a nature religion. Maybe you can join the Catholic Church, huh? That seems good. Okay, that's enough. Enough for today. Probably lost a couple listeners there, huh? But I'll get some dedicated people that agree with this shit. You guys have a good one. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ScottHay86. If you want, you can yell at me there. You can yell at me on... if you really want to get to me, you can't just yell at me on, like, iTunes or something because, I'm doing this on Anchor. I don't get any of that iTunes shit. So if you want to leave an angry comment, leave it at Anchor FM. This is the Scott's Morning Show, and I will be back to you tomorrow. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.